From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli Defense Forces say they have launched air and ground attacks into southern Lebanon. That in response to strikes launched by the militant Hezbollah group on the disputed Golan Heights. The United Nations confirms a peacekeeper, a Spanish soldier, was killed. In southern Lebanon, two Israeli soldiers were also killed. Scott Bobb takes a look.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group said in a statement that its forces targeted an Israeli military convoy in the Shaba Farms area of the Golan Heights, killing what it said was a number of troops. The Hezbollah statement indicated its strike was in response to an Israeli attack 10 days ago in Lebanon that killed six Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian general. Israel says the Shaba Farms area is part of the Golan Heights it seized from Syria in the 1967 war. Syria and Lebanon say the area is part of Lebanon. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Jordan's information minister says his government is ready to trade a jailed terrorist suspect for a Jordanian pilot being held by Islamic State militants. Mohammed al-Momani made the announcement on state television today as a deadline for the possible execution of the hostages approached. Al-Momani said if the pilot is released unharmed, Jordan will hand over Sajida al-Rishawi, an Iraqi woman convicted of participating in a 2005 terrorist attack. Somalia's president today renewed an offer of amnesty to members of the militant group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed said his government will ensure the safety of any Al-Shabaab members who acknowledge their crimes, reject the militant group, and embrace Somalia's peace and reconciliation process. This is VOA News. Both camps in the Afghan unity government have expressed disappointment at the low number of new ministers approved by lawmakers today. Aisha Tanzim has more.
Afghan Parliament Speaker Abdurrauf Ibrahimi announced the results. 4 months after the formation of a unity government between President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, Afghanistan has 9 cabinet members. All key ministries except defense now have a new leader. But most of the cabinet nominees, 10 out of the total 19, were rejected by the parliament. Now the unity government has to go back to the drawing board to come up with new names for the next round. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Pakistan's military says recent airstrikes targeting suspected militants along the country's northwest border with Afghanistan have left 76 of them dead. Greece's new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, says he wants to reach a fair, viable, and mutually beneficial solution with its international lenders as he begins to reverse the nation's austerity measures. Mr. Tsipras said today in Athens he is eager to avoid any destructive confrontations with Greece's creditors. The U.S. Central Bank said Wednesday the nation's economy is expanding at a solid pace, but that it plans to remain patient before deciding when to raise its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. After a 2-day meeting in Washington, policymakers at the Federal Reserve voiced growing concern about excessively low inflation in the United States. The Mexican government says it is now a matter of historical truth that 43 college students who have been missing since last September were murdered by drug traffickers who they believed were members of a rival gang. North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, is believed to be planning to travel to Russia in May. If he does, that will be his first foreign visit since succeeding his father in office in 2011. The head of the United Nations agency aiding Palestinians in rebuilding houses damaged or destroyed in last year's 50-day war with Israel are urging international donors today to live up to their pledges and provide urgently needed funding. The United Nations Security Council and participants in UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya condemned an attack Tuesday at a hotel in Tripoli that killed at least 9 people. After 2 days of peace talks in Geneva, the UN mission in Libya said the attacks, such as the one Tuesday, will not derail the process of working toward a unity government, but rather create an incentive for the sides to forge ahead. This is Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.